Decision time in Greece.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we will start with the mood in Greece ahead of this weekend's crucial elections.
I think whichever way, in and out of the euro, things will go the way they are about to go, which is actually they will become worse for the next probably 3 to 5 years.
I'm very angry against our politicians and against Europe in general, because I think that we didn't deserve this situation.
That was 55-year-old Anna Maria Hagiafrati and 32-year-old Christos Karinatsis speaking with the BBC. Well, Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us now live from London to lay out the possible scenarios for this weekend's elections and what they might mean for the rest of us. Stephen, good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, tell us what might happen this weekend.
Well, there are two likely scenarios, one good, one bad, from the perspective of investors. First, the Conservative New Democracy Party could win most seats and form the next government. And that would be a government that would broadly stick to the terms of the bailout of Greece. That would mean the bailout money would continue to flow and Greece would carry on in the eurozone. That, as far as the markets are concerned, would be a good outcome.
And what's the bad outcome then?
Well, from investors' point of view, it would be if the left-wing group Syriza forms the next government. They could reject the bailout terms altogether. The cash could be turned off and Greece could crash out of the eurozone with very unpredictable consequences for global markets. If Syriza does win on Sunday, all eyes would then be on Germany to see if the Germans are bluffing or whether they really would cut off the cash to Athens and pull the plug on Greece.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, whatever happens in Greece, one solution to the debt crisis you're likely to hear more about is something called a Eurobond. The idea is that Euro countries could borrow money together, as Christopher Worth explains.
When a country sells a bond, it's borrowing money to fund things like school teachers and roads. In Europe, when investors lend money to good old reliable Germany, they're not worried about getting repaid. On the other hand, with financial trouble in Spain, Portugal, and Greece, lending money to other Eurozone countries is a much riskier bet. But what if Germany shared that risk and partially backed money lent to other Eurozone countries? Then you'd be saying hello to Eurobonds.
Hello.
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 If the Eurozone were like this barbershop quartet...
We're a Harmonious Rex. I'm Hal Cohen. I sing lead.
Which Eurozone country would Cohen be?
Oh, gosh. As lead in the Eurozone, I'm thinking I would have to be Germany.
Then you have the bass, the baritone, the tenor.
Our tenor's a replacement tenor, so maybe he's Greece.
The truth is, without Germany as the lead, all those other players would have trouble booking shows and selling tickets. Translate that to Europe, and that's the position countries like Spain and Italy find themselves in today. Investors are becoming less interested in hearing them sing solo performances.
Every morning, every evening, got Eurobonds.
Of course, they still like to listen to Germany sing.
Not much money, oh, but honey, got Eurobonds.
But when Germany croons alone, Shaheen Valley of the Brussels-based think tank Bruegel says the tune falls flat.
In fact, Germany has benefited greatly from the euro and therefore benefited greatly from the quartet.
But when the baritone, bass, and the tenor can all gather around Germany's lead, they form a quartet or a Eurobond that's backed by the entire Eurozone.
Not much money, oh, but honey, got Eurobonds.
That assures the audience of investors, troubled Eurozone countries can borrow more cheaply, and you get harmony.
Even if we owe the grocer, got Eurobonds.
I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
They do sound much better together. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, up 1% in Frankfurt right now and more than 1% in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 155 points to close at 12,651.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
The cell phone maker Nokia, which said yesterday it's laying off 10,000 people, has an idea to stay relevant on college campuses. The company is giving the entire freshman class at Seton Hall University in New Jersey free smartphones this fall, the Nokia Lumia 900. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on whether a gimmick like that can work.
At the fancy grocery store across from my office, I can usually get a whole lunch worth of free food just by grazing.
So this is Bubby's Pure Kosher Dills, and then Rick's Picks, the People's Pickle. So
customers might well buy a product if they can try it in the store or take home a free sample. But the Nokia Lumia 900 isn't a pickle. It's an expensive smartphone. Retail analyst Patty Edwards says if students like it, the giveaway is golden.
If they don't like it, however, the ripple effect in terms of social media and how fast that will get out is huge.
Analyst Marshall Cohen at the NPD Group says giveaways can work for cheaper products, too.
All you have to do is look at the beauty business. They've been doing gift with purchases for decades. People love to get something for nothing.
But it better work. Otherwise, consumers feel cheated, like the product they got for free wasn't worth anything to begin with. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, to the NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Weather Channel called the matchup a meteorologist's dream. But the network points out that, in fact, the team names don't make sense for their respective cities. Turns out Miami has more thunderstorms every year than Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City has had more days of 100-plus degree heat than Miami. In New York, where I'm pretty sure a Knickerbocker hasn't been seen in quite a while, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.